Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third and the final hour with Chris Teal, or Teely, I think it's Teely, and Edgar Meyer doing more stuff. Yeah. last two cuts were from the Women's Guitar Workshop album featuring a whole bunch of folks. You know what's really cool about listening to different guitars is listening to the highs and lows they have at different frequency levels. For example, when you're playing in the open D, the drop D, how many lows are in there in some guitars and not in others. And then they go down to the modal thing, they go down to the C chord, and the lows diminish even more in some guitars and increase more in others. Wood is such an interesting thing, isn't it? And the people who build the best guitars really, really know wood. And they know the wood's response. And then when you throw the bracing in there on the top and you do all the stuff you're supposed to do to a guitar to set it up so that it holds the pressure of all of those strings, you know, that influences the sound as well. I'm really loving looking at the sound of guitars. And there's a friend of mine in Duval named Mark Smalley, and he builds guitars. There are a lot of really good guitar builders out there. In fact, there's so many good guitar builders out there, it's really hard to know what guitar to get. Most guitar builders are not going to be crummy. They're going to be good because they're very proud of their craft. That's why it takes them so long to build you a guitar. And for people to build anything, luthiers and stuff, you know, you pay X amount down, and then it takes them a couple of years, and then hopefully you're still interested by the time it's all done. It takes them quite a while to build, and, you know, it's worth it if you're going to have an instrument that you pay $4,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 for the rest of your life. It's good to be patient and wait a year or so. Anyway, that's how it works, and it's just so interesting to study how what wood is like and what influences the sound of a full-body guitar or a three-quarter guitar or a quarter guitar. You know, it's really something. Or ukuleles. Wood is such a cool thing. Good stuff, good stuff. Here's Christy Nebel.
Headed down last crooked road, lots of things I never know. Because of not knowing, I now find troubles caught in the trail. Spent the next 5 years in jail. Should have read that deeper sign.
Should have read night. Gone to Arizona, where the weather is right. Now she's back on the dance floor, swinging to and fro. Out on the desert, where the cowboys go. She's swinging in Tucson. She's got her red shoes on. Dance away the blues.
Christine Ebel's doing swing, and she does a pretty good job. I think she kind of found her niche. Her voice suits it and everything. Because it's got some good folks on this album backing her up, including the old man, Steve. He's doing the guitar work, the electric guitar work, and then there's good pedal steel. Paul Anastasio worked with him for a while on the fiddle. This is pretty good stuff. I think, though, it needs an acoustic rhythm fill, or bring the electric guitar over into the center. Needs a little more fullness, but wow, she can sure belt it out. She plays bass. And she's, you know, these folks, the Nebels, have been around for a long, long, long time with themselves and in various other bands, and they are amazing. And they've done so many different things. They've done music based on Native American poetry from Alaska. They've done songs about Alaska. I think that's where they're from. They've done love songs, and most of it's original. And some of this is original as well. This is great stuff. And like I say, if you get a chance to see these folks, you should. And especially if they're going to be doing more of this, because Christy, man, she can just, ooh, she pumps it. She pumps it. Yeah, rock on. Here's little rag guitar.
but my legs ain't bold, and my cheeks ain't tan. I'm a cowboy who never saw a cow, never roped a steer, cause I don't know how, and I sure ain't fixing to start it now. To hear the band, I know every song that the cowboys know about the big corral where the donkeys go, cause I learned them all on the radio. Yippee-i-yo-ki-yay, yippee-i-yo-ki-yay.
Keep my word. Oh, I lie like to take you back now to Virginia. The year is 1842. It was May of that year. May 18th, to be exact. Sweet Virginia Lace, you were a lady from the time you were daddy's girl. Sweet Virginia Lace, you were woven for the life that fits a lady's world. Little did you know that the man you'd take to love you was the kind that had the West down in his dreams. And there's doubt upon your face. The sweet Virginia Lace gets traded for a wagon and a team. Now green East Texas pines help to shade you from the sun that burned your tender skin. It was there Virginia Lace started learning ways of worlds she wished she'd never, never seen. Little did she know that a savage doesn't have to have a darker shade of skin with Indian clothes. Because though you made your stand, the trappers killed your man, but the Indians would offer you their home. Virginia Lace, now you're finally on your own, reaping harvest from the seeds that you would sow. Building out of wood, trading goods to folks you thought you'd never, 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 never. But gunshots break the silence as the Alamo calls battle cry, and men go off to massacre their own. And there's sadness in your face. Sweet Virginia Lace gets the bitter taste of Texas being born. Virginia Lace. And now Virginia Lace is just a memory and a sparkle in your deep blue eyes. Frontier brought you pride, and that pride was just enough to get you by. Only time could show that the love that burns within you is the same that burns inside each living soul. And the peaceful life resumed, and the Texas flower bloomed. Ah, but all too soon that lace is growing old. Virginia Lace.
Virginia Lace from the early Kerrville years albums, four CDs, and it's got a lot of good stuff. Actually, it's quite more than that. There's two volumes of it, and there's two volumes of just the Kerrville Festival as well. I don't know if these are still in print. I think these are all limited editions, but they're pretty good. We have to take a little bit of a break. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Playlists at Playlists at nwpr.org. We're going to be right back. There's still lots more music to go. And we have still a half hour, so we can jam quite a bit in there. Alrighty, the break's up right now. Here's the break coming at you.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from the Community Transportation Association of Idaho, reminding listeners that October 13th through the 19th is Idaho Rideshare Week. Commuters can register and track their commutes with the ride matching service available at idahorideshare.org.
Cloudy today with scattered showers, high temperatures 53 in Pullman, 57 in Clarkston. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 30s, and tomorrow partly to mostly sunny, highs in the mid to upper 50s. Next week looks to be mostly sunny with 50s and 60s as a high temperature.
Thank you.
Full of songs there from the album If the Cap Fits, Kevin Burke. And you've got a bunch of his friends together. Oh, Matt Malloy's here, and Andy Irvin, and Patty Glack, and all kinds of Patty Keenan, all kinds of people doing that huge, huge medley of what are now classic session Irish tunes. And that's kind of his intent, was to show you what an Irish session is like. And this is from the 30th anniversary of the If the Cap Fits album, which was originally released on Mulligan Records and then was subsequently licensed to Green Linnet. And I can't remember what this is actually in a cardboard jacket, not the standard CD jewel case that all the other versions of If the Cap Fits have come out. But it is the 30th, it says right here, 30th anniversary album. And that's pretty much the only thing that's different from all the other releases of If the Cap Fits. It just says 30th anniversary album and comes in a cardboard sleeve. See, I remember sitting on my couch before I went to half-day kindergarten in 1958-59. And I remember sitting there and all of a sudden a great song came on called The Battle of New Orleans by Johnny Horton. And then subsequently Johnny Horton released a whole string of way cool hits, All for the Love of a Girl and Whispering Pines and North to Alaska and You Fought All the Way, Johnny Reb, Comanche, and a lot of cool stuff. It never occurred to me that that somebody else may have written that song, and somebody did. Jimmy Driftwood, who also wrote The Tennessee Stud and A Good Woman's Love, and he sang it at the Kerrville Folk Festival in the late 70s. Jimmy Driftwood from Arkansas. This is his version. This is probably what we're going to wind up the show with. Jimmy Driftwood doing The Battle of New Orleans.
Well, in 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans. We met the bloody British near the town of New Orleans. Fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. I see Mars Jackson walking down the street, talking to a pirate by the name of Gene Lafitte. He gave Gene a drink that he brought from Tennessee, and the pirate said he'd help us drive the British in the sea. The French said, Andrew, you'd better run, for packet hounds are coming with a bullet in his gun. Oh, Hickory said he didn't give a damn, he's gonna whip the britches off of Colonel Packet Hound. Fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't not as many as there was a while ago. We fired once a moon and they began to run down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down the river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made their bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire a musket till we looked them in the eyes. We held our fire till we seen their faces well. We opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them hell. Fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. Fired once more and they began to run down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Our cannon till the barrel melted down, so we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. Filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. When we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. They lost their pants and their pretty shiny coats, and their tails were all a-showing like a bunch of billy goats. They run down the river with their tongues hanging out. They said they got a licking, which they wasn't any doubt. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired what's more and they began to ride it down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Well, the guide who brought the British from the sea came a-limping into camp just sick as he could be. He said the dying words of the Colonel Packenham was, you better quit your fooling with your cousin Uncle Sam. Fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. Wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired what's more and they began to ride it down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We marched back to town in our dirty ragged pants, and we danced all night with them pretty girls from France. We couldn't understand them, but they had the sweetest charm. We understood it better when we got them in our arms. When we fired our guns and the British kept a-coming, wasn't as many as it was a while ago. Fired was a moon and a day again running down to Mississippi. Come on, Adam. Yeah. We'll march back home, but we'll never be content. We'll make old Hickory the future president. And every time we think about the bacon and the beans, we'll think about the fun we had with down in New Orleans.
Fired once more and they begin to run.
Oh, recorded at Kerrville, the Kerrville Folk Festival a long, long time ago in the 70s. Jimmy Driftwood. He didn't know that it was that complete, did you? Pretty good song. Johnny Horton only did a few verses. Did a dynamite job, though, didn't he? All righty. Well, Heidi's going to start singing about the freeways and highways and stuff. And when she does that, that means that we are done with this show. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr. If you want to call me, you can call me at 509-332-5047, and I'll get back to you. You can email me at dasindaniel@wsu.edu. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you. And take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them, because they are your roads, folks. And then nobody else's. We're gone. We're out here. We'll be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. And until then, if you're thinking about this show, you're living in the past, folks. We're gone out. Bye.
The scene changes, but the tragedies of displaced people are replayed with each passing year. On the Thistle and Shamrock, hear songs that have always spoken for the emigrants' experience.
It's far away I am today from scenes I roamed a boy. And long ago the hour I know I foresaw.
Join us for the Thistle and Shamrock. It begins in just about 1 minute at 2 o'clock here on your NPR and classical music station, Northwest Public Radio. I'm Bruce Bradbury.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from contributing listeners and Pullman Regional Hospital, providing digital imaging with a 64-slice CT scanner, using 50% less radiation than previous scanners to create diagnostic pictures in 5 to 10 seconds. Information online at pullmanregional.org. Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow Pullman, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston Lewiston.